This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is a pretty serious, tragic event that happened where the 16-year-old is left now without her mother, and a few months back she had also lost her grandmother. So just talk to me about what led you to, I guess, want to launch this GoFundMe for her, and where will the funds be used to help?
Yeah, well, I just felt an urge to help just because, you know, hearing about what has transpired in the past few months. First with her grandmother passing tragically from cancer, and now with the house fire where her mom passed away, and, you know, her pets, every comfort item she has. You know, we all have our favorite pillow, favorite blanket, you know, favorite pajama set, and all of that is now gone. So she doesn't have any memories to go back to. And just hearing that, I wanted to help in any way that I could, and launching a GoFundMe is what we felt we could do that was within our locus of control. So we launched that and started to promote it a little bit and just get her any type of support we really can.
And how is she holding up right now? I mean, is she staying with other family members in the meantime?
Yeah, so she is with her uncle, and I mean, so recently a lot of her support system has been stripped from her. Yeah, so she's with her uncle right now, and just trying to get settled in, work through these complex emotions. Naturally, this is a super traumatic event. There's a lot to really unpack there, and we're just trying to get her as much support from the community and family as well. So
outside of the GoFundMe, is there any other ways that you're asking the community to help out with this?
Well, we have received a lot of donation requests for her clothing. So we updated the GoFundMe description to include her sizes, as well as her preference for things. But, you know, so much of our personal identity is tied to our possessions and what we choose to put on our body as far as clothes go. And so we're also going to be taking her shopping to get her some new clothes that she can feel a sense of ownership and, you know, self-identity with. So any donations are welcome. And we're just trying to take care of her in all ways that we can.
For anybody who is listening in on this and they do want to drop off some donations, where would be the best place for that, and how could they reach out to somebody?
So you can reach out to me or my sister. via the GoFundMe. You can send a message via the platform. That's a key way to communicate with us, as well as Lancaster High School Counseling Center. So you can drop off clothes for her there. That's right down the street from where the fire occurred. So, those are really two key points there.
All right, Kelly. And then just to wrap it up, is there anything about this that maybe I didn't ask or you think would be important for people to be aware of?
Let me think for a moment. I'd just like to reiterate that we're trying to provide support as a community to Kayla. She's recently lost a lot of her support foundation and her grandmother and her mother. And, you know, we all consider our homes as little sanctuaries, our peaceful abodes that we can find comfort and solace in at the end of the day. And she now doesn't have that. So anything we can do to help her, to make her life a little better, especially during this trying time, is very greatly appreciated. Kayla is super appreciative of all the help and the support and the overflowing of love that the community is showing. So thank you all.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.